Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Friday morning. It is a few minutes after 8. I'm looking up at the screen here, and the Kristi Noem confirmation hearing is underway right now. They're starting with some opening statements, and one of the Democrats on the Homeland Security Committee, Gary Peters, is leading this off here right now, but Noem has not had a chance to speak just yet, but we're looking forward to hearing some of the testimony from her as the morning continues. We'll try to get that to that for you here, maybe coming up once it's her turn to talk. You know how these things go. The members of the committee get to rant for 4 or 5 minutes each before they actually let the nominee actually say anything. So we'll see how that's going. Lots going on in D.C., to say the very least. We got Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us this morning from the 7th District. And Eric, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Mark.
Hey, thank you for being here this morning. We appreciate that. I don't know. Are you able to watch any of these nomination hearings from your office up there?
You know, that is a frustrating part of this. Like, the Senate is it's just on the other side of the building, but it seems like it's several states away because we are spending all of our time in our hearings. Focused on the things that are happening in the House. When the news cameras and the interest moves to the Senate, I don't have time to watch it until I get, home at night and turn on the news just like you all.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your priorities? What are you working on right now? What are you most excited about?
I'm excited about the DOGE effort. I'm excited about the next few days, the early days of the Trump administration. I'm excited about the opportunity to actually cut spending and in these reconciliation bills. So things are moving very quickly. And one thing, I guess you'll be the first person to learn about this, is that I just received word that I'm going to be a chairman of a subcommittee on oversight.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And so Chairman Jamie Comer is making me the chair of the Subcommittee on Economic Growth, Energy Policy, and Regulatory Affairs.
Yeah. So in English,
that's exciting.
What kind of impact do you think you can have in that position?
You know, we can especially start investigating and looking into some of the problems that we're facing with our energy grid, everything from the mandates on light bulbs, any policies that might help grow the economy, or things that might be stifling the economy, regulations and laws, are things that this committee can be investigating.
Yeah. I heard some of the questions yesterday talking about energy policy. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy some of the questions they were asking. I think the guy that's going to be was it Bessent? Is that his name? The one who's going to be in charge of Treasury? Mm-hmm. and they're asking him questions about the Chinese and climate change and all of these things. And I'm thinking, you know what, if the energy grid goes down, none of that matters. I mean, we've ignored this for 4 years now on a hope and a dream that we're somehow going to have an impact on what they refer to as climate change.
Yeah, they have. The Biden administration and really the Obama administration as well, they put a stranglehold on any kind of new energy growth in America. We've been seeing the mothballing of our coal-fired power plants. They're trying to make us, you know, retire the gas-powered power plants and move all to solar and wind. And we've seen the results of this happen, you know, in California, brownouts, just a lack of electricity availability throughout the United States, especially during, you know, harsh weather conditions. So it's not reliable.
Yes.
When you're talking about bringing into this country data centers, AI data centers, when you're talking about trying to, when they say we're going to have more electric vehicles, show me where you're going to get the electricity for that, right? And you're not going to do it on, you know, rainbows and unicorns. It's going to have to come from fossil fuels until we get to back to a place where nuclear is affordable.
Yeah.
So we need to have these discussions. We need to and toss out all of this, you know, religious fervor about the, you know, worshiping the planet. And let's make some common sense decisions.
There's some weird videos about people who are basically doing just that people need to go watch. I wanted to ask you about all this DEI stuff, because we keep hearing about all these companies that are getting rid of their DEI policies and departments. Now I see, and you were posting about this on X, that the FBI has closed its diversity office just days before Trump officially, you know, takes office. What do you think this means for people out there who may be listening, who feel like, you know, I was passed up for a job and I think it was because of this DEI nonsense that their company had in place?
Right. I think it's great. I think we're seeing the pendulum is coming back to sanity. I think the American people got to the point where it was just toxic, this woke culture. And, you know, we're finally coming back to meritocracy, which is truly an American, you know, in the American spirit, right? I was disappointed that recently in amongst all of these things, when company after company is abandoning these failed policies and universities like Mizzou are abandoning this, we had an op-ed recently by the former president of Missouri State University in Springfield, who came out and said, defending the DEI policies and saying that they were a good thing. I don't think anybody, I think he's talking to a very small echo chamber.
Sure. No, I agree. Looking ahead to Monday, what are you expecting? What are you most excited about? I'm going to be there. I'm going to be somewhere in the crowd looking up as Donald Trump gets sworn in.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, Mark, come by my office.
Okay.
Anybody who's going to be in town that day, we're having an open house in Longworth, first floor. Come by. If you're from Missouri, come by and say hello. I think we're going to do it from about 2 p.m.
Okay.
In my office on Sunday. But in any event, text me or call me. I'd love to catch up with you when you're up here. But I'm excited. It's going to be cold. It's going to be in the teens. So put on your long underwear.
I read that they're going to open the Capitol grounds at 5 a.m. Will there actually be people out there, I wonder, standing, trying to get position at 5 in the morning?
Oh, I'm sure there will
be. That's crazy.
We were told to get there early, too. Like, I think we're supposed to go through the lines to get to the seated area around 8 a.m. or something.
Wow.
So,
yeah, it's going to be a long, cold morning, and you can't take a chair. You can't take, I mean, the list of restrictions on the Capitol grounds is just crazy.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, but it'll be historic, right? I mean, yes. This will be a moment that we will be able to, tell our kids about. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman Eric Burleson, looking forward to, hopefully I'll run into you when we're up there this weekend. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate that. Should be something else. 5 in the morning. It's going to be 10 degrees on Monday morning at 5 a.m. And there will be people already lining up because part of this is, most of it is standing room only. The Congress people will have chairs. The senators, the congressmen will have chairs. The VIPs, all the rest of us are going to be standing on our own 2 feet for hours waiting for him to be sworn in at 12 o'clock Eastern time.
You think
11
he'll,
Central.
You think he'll have a bigger crowd than Obama?
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
He's going to say that, whether it's the truth or not. I don't know. I think that it's going to be huge because I think there's a pent-up frustration that's lasted for 5 years now, and I think all of that's going to be unleashed.
I can't wait to see the amount of people who are chanting USA and I know the Village people are performing. I don't know if they're performing during the actual inauguration ceremony, but I know at some point during the, 3 or 4 day festivities,
yes.
They will be. But I want to see the whole crowd doing the Trump dance. You better be among them, Mark.
It should be pretty epic, I think. I'm looking forward to it.
Get more at 971talk.com.